everybody. Welcome back to Below Dexperts, a podcast where two millennial Midwest siblings recap Below Deck. And
I'm Lane.
Be funny while doing it. No, I'm like, I don't say that anymore. I really tried from memory, guys. Sorry. I'm Morgan.
I'm Lane.
And today we're recapping Below Deck, Season 11, Episode 2, Peer Pressure.
Peer pressure.
Spelled like peer. Like
Pierre.
Like Pierre, yes.
Who the hell's Pierre?
But like, what pier are they talking about?
The one they were docking.
Oh, that's a pier?
Eh, it's a stretch.
It's a stretch. Yeah. It's a stretch. Bravo. You don't always have to be clever, you know? Yeah, it's like, I feel like they're in the, you know, the writer's room and they're like, come on, guys, come up with something.
Yeah, and then they like call some dad from the Midwest. Yep. He's like, I got you.
I got you. So the way our episodes work is we're going to start with a question for each other because we don't watch the episodes together. So just like a random fun question. So that being said, oh, and then I guess we go into, sorry, this is the first time I've had to say this in our new season. Mm-hmm. We go into the episode and we focus on like 2 to 3 main points throughout. The main points today I have are Jared still struggling, Kat and Barbie not getting along.
Yeah.
And we finish up the first charter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what question you got for me?
I think I'm going to go with this one. So who is more in the wrong, Ben or Frasier?
Oh, neither. It's all Jared.
No, for the Kat and Barbie stuff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the waters. The waters that they forgot. I was like, Jared, for sure. You should be able to trust the bosun with that. Okay.
That's also a really good question.
Yeah.
You can answer either. Whichever one you feel like answering.
Well, I already answered that one. So Jared's in the wrong. I wouldn't blame. I know Captain blames Frasier in the interior because it's like their department.
Mm-hmm.
But like as a chief stew, I feel like if I told my lead deckhand who then told my bosun that I should be covered, you know, it's not like he left it to a new deckhand or something.
Because they're all in leadership roles. Exactly. So they all should be able to be trusted with 2 bags of water.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's my answer for that one. For the whole, like, Kat, Barbie, like, pot stirring situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben was wrong for that because he, like, it wasn't his business.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I think if I had to pick someone who was quote unquote wrong, it would be Ben. But I think the way they handled it was like good. Like Frasier, like, which I think it's Frasier.
Frasier. Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. I've heard it both ways on the show.
Have you? Because then somebody in the comments said there was a right way to say it, but I don't actually know the right way.
Yeah.
Frasier.
Let's just go back and forth. You know what?
I'm just going to go back and forth.
It's spelled like Frasier. Some people say Frasier, but some people say R&R instead of O.
Right. So, anyways,
you know,
I respect him for going to Ben and being like, hey, like, don't do this. And then I also respect Ben for being like, yeah, dude, I did that. Like, Ben wasn't even like, what? Oh, it's not even that big of a deal. He's like, yeah, no, I get it. Like,
yeah,
bros or whatever. But then Frasier was like still mad. So I don't know. I feel like that's making something out of nothing when it's a Kat and Barbie issue.
Well, it's such a weird dynamic if you really like think into it.
Yeah.
Because like Frasier should have never told Ben. Ben should have never told Barbie.
Right.
Barbie should have gone to Frasier to set up a meeting with those two and Kat. Kat should have never been talking shit, but she wasn't really talking shit because Frasier is her boss. And I think Frasier handled it perfectly. Like, if you guys are going to keep scrapping about this, you're going to be off the boat. This is stupid.
Right. But also, this isn't my question, but I guess it could be. Are you Team Kat or Team Barbie?
Because
I know my answer.
I think as of right now, Barbie.
Same.
Yeah.
It's just the vibes I get. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I, like, love Barbie.
Yeah.
But I definitely get vibes from Kat. Like, in the, a couple things that she said to Barbie, I'm like, bro, do you really think that Fraser left you in charge?
Yeah.
Because that's what she literally thought.
Well, even, yeah, it seems like she's going from breaking down about how she's so overworked and so overwhelmed.
Right.
And crying to Fraser didn't work. So now she's trying to, you know, nut up and, you know, try and get over Barbie and, like, be more powerful than her. But yeah. It's not working. Like, Barbie will take her earrings off and kick the shit
right.
out of you.
I know. Yeah, I just, I don't get the point that she was trying, like, when it was just those two, like,
mm-hmm.
like, you're saying things like, oh, you should be working. And she's like, I am working. And she's like, oh, just making it nice. Like, what the fuck does that mean? She yeah. called you out for being like saying that she wasn't working. And then you're like, no. Yeah, I get it. And I just kind of like the tactics that Barbie uses when she's talking to her, because she doesn't really like mince words. She's yeah. like, when she was like, oh, what do you want to do? She's like, you can literally do whatever the fuck you want on that list. And she meant that. She wasn't being a bitch. She's like, do whatever the fuck you want. And then when, God, what was the other situation? And I was like, no, she's right. Oh, when Kat was like, oh, well, Fraser told us to like check on the guests intermittently. She's like, no, that you can do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah, I will. But like both of us could like, and then it was like Kat was trying to sidestep everything and Barbie was trying to just answer the questions.
Yeah. And I've worked with people like that right. that are like,
can you just say what you want to say?
Yeah. And they also want you to
volunteer.
Yeah, exactly. Volunteer to be like, well, I can do that and mm-hmm. this and this.
Exactly.
And then for you not to be like, well, Kat wasn't doing anything because yep. I was doing everything.
That's exact. Oh, that's a good point. I work with
so many people like that. It's so annoying.
You're right. Because they're literally trying to get you to say, okay, well, I'll just do that. Mm-hmm. But Barbie was doing the opposite. She's like, no, you can do that. And that's how I am too.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, it's not, I don't have time to like play the games of like the verbal judo or whatever. I will just be like, no, you can do that and I'll do this. I was yeah. always like that.
I used to be like, well, I can do it. There's 8 right. hours in the day. I can do it. And now I'm like, what are you going to be doing while I'm doing that?
Right.
Hypothetically. And they're like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
It's like,
and
okay.
Or they're like Kat, where they're like, yeah, we'll both be doing things and doing the stuff. And yeah. like, what are you actually trying to say? So anyways, that's my my 2 cents on that. I won't even ask you my original question because I can just save that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So where do we start off? We kind of like jump right in with Chef Anthony still struggling and taking too much time. All of his food has been amazing, mm-hmm. but he's had like an hour and a half between courses, which is crazy.
Yeah. Did you catch the part where he says in France, people take an hour and a half to eat a small meal?
And I've only been to France one time, but I've been to Europe, and I feel like that's a European thing.
Hmm.
But you can't really argue that on this show, because everybody's from Europe.
Well, that and, like, you just have a mix of people. Like, these exactly. people are from Texas.
You're right.
Put a T-bone in front of them. They're going to love it.
Put some barbecue in front of them.
Yeah.
Some deviled eggs.
That would be scary, putting barbecue in front of them, though, because Texas arguably has the best barbecue.
Isn't it Tennessee? Tennessee.
Depends on who you
Kansas
ask.
Kansas City is also a big one.
Yeah.
So what is it, like Memphis, Kansas City, yeah, Texas. It's, I guess, a southern thing.
Very southern thing.
And yeah, I would never ask for that, like when I was on a yacht.
Oh, but. I wouldn't be like, can you make me the best Subway sandwich you have?
Oh, my God.
Like, no. I'm going to eat whatever you put in front of me.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something. Did you forget?
Did you catch? I know you're not a big fan of them, but I am a true diehard fan of Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's?
Yeah, the gas station.
I'm not a fan. I've just never been.
You gotta go.
I know I gotta go, but I've never been anywhere with one. Well, I have. I was in Texas, which I think I was in Texas before we like knew Buc-ee's was as good as it was.
Yeah.
Because it's a Texas thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it started in Texas.
Yeah. And then I've been to Florida where they also are,
mm-hmm.
but it's just never worked out. Like, truly. So anyways, it's not that I'm not a fan. I haven't experienced it.
But they, the guests at the end of the charter give them like booze, and then they give them like Bucky nuts and stuff from Bucky's.
Oh.
And I was like,
I didn't even notice what was in the baskets.
Oh, I did. I know that logo anywhere.
Oh my God. I want to go. I was just thinking of trips. So Brad and I are going to New York in April, and then Europe in July. So I like don't have time to do any like other trips, but I want to go to like, I don't know. I feel like I always go to Florida once a year, Vegas a couple times a year.
Let's go to let's go to Texas to the Comedy Mothership and Terry Austin? Black's and Bucky's.
Is the Comedy Mothership in Austin?
I'm pretty sure it's Austin.
Austin's cool. I've been to Austin and I've been to Dallas, but I like didn't stay in Dallas.
I'm pretty sure it's Austin.
Yeah, I like Austin. Even, all right, let's get into the episode. We're just talking about Bucky's and comedy shows.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I was talking about Chef Anthony, and then I said, like, he's taking forever, and then I thought you'd talk about the food, because I didn't write anything down about the food.
I did. It was, it was not as quick as, like, last season, but, like, Peacock has this really cool thing where if you pause it, that freaking bar just... right where you don't want it to be. So you got to go back 30 seconds, wait for the bar to go away.
No, I think there's a way you can like get the bar to go away. I don't know what it is though.
I haven't figured it out.
So like, anyways.
It could just be like a YouTube video where you swipe off and it goes away. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so the first one we saw in this episode was tomahawk steak with, I believe, rosemary and a rosemary wine reduction sauce.
With cauliflower? There was something with cauliflower. It looked so good.
Looked so good. But when I think of a tomahawk steak...
That's not what it was called. Tomahawk steak?
Yeah.
It was? It was a little square of meat.
Yeah, it was part of a tomahawk steak.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I guess but I should have written it down.
Literally like that big.
Right.
And a tomahawk steak's about that big.
I know. That was going to be my like, I was going to have a follow-up question to be like, so he literally cut those little squares out of a steak. Like, is that wasteful?
Mm.
Do you think he used most of the steak?
He probably did, but... hang on. Sorry. I think he should have given them more meat, because what I'm guessing he did was, you know, he made it for the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably half of the steak, and then he probably used the other half for the crew.
Oh, okay.
But it's one steak.
Right.
And they're, for that amount of people, not that big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm all about it, because I hate fatty steaks, and I don't want to waste my time with cutting away the fat either. So it was, like, fancy. I was just like, man, like, that's why that took so long. You was freaking cutting squares out of a steak.
Yeah. Which, like, it looked like it was cooked well, but it was just...
Yeah.
Just weird.
Yeah. Was there more food, or was that it?
So, we still have one more dinner after this. But for that night, the dessert was, I think, poached pear with a wine reduction.
Yeah, which I've never had.
Yeah.
And to me, I would never order.
Yeah.
But that looked good, and they said it was good.
Because when I think of poached things, I think of poached eggs,
right.
And it makes me want to throw boiling water at a window.
I know. Boiling water at a window?
Yeah. I don't
what
like,
happens when you do that?
I don't like poaching eggs.
Well, like, what happens when you throw boiling water at a window?
I would assume it breaks.
Oh, it's just very specific.
Yeah, I just thought about my kitchen, and there's a window right next to my stove, and I've thought about throwing things through there before.
I thought that was like a saying that I just have never heard before. I was like...
I mean, we can make it a saying if you want.
Yeah. Like, cat got your tongue or something.
Yeah,
like,
it did kind of come off that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened?
I'm just whimsical
something,
like
something
that.
Something catastrophic? Does it make a bomb? Okay, so yeah, that was it for that meal. And then Fraser's just getting a little bit annoyed with Kat at this point. Like, she was clearing the table and she wasn't...
She was about to stack plates on top of each other.
Yeah, which When Brad and I were actually watching it last night, I watched like the first half of this live and then I switched to The Bachelor. But I was like, you definitely don't know that until someone tells you.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming no one's ever told her.
Yeah.
It's one of those silly things where it's like, I wouldn't know that. Someone would have to tell me.
Well, yeah. And even like every restaurant that's under $50 a plate, they just take the plate, they scrape it onto another plate, and they stack it.
Right.
But anything over that, I guess they do take it plate by plate. But yeah. At that point, you're like, all right, hurry up. I don't even care.
I know.
But, you know.
It's all the experience. Yeah, Kat's just being slow. They're like making a point to like let us know Kat's being slow. She's like taking, they're like showing her taking breaks and eating and things yeah. like that. And I'm like, okay, everybody takes breaks and eats.
It's yeah, just relax.
Yeah, they're making, and maybe it was excessive, but to me, I'm like, there's no way to know if that's actually excessive yeah. or not. So then the primaries do it in the hot tub. And I was like, ew, I could have went my whole life without knowing that.
Yeah.
Did not need to. Yeah. So then yeah. they have to clean the hot tub.
Well, yeah. And then the other thing is the bottom of the hot tub is see-through.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. To be honest, they kept showing that shot. And I'm like, what is that?
Oh, really?
I was like, I could. So now I know. I did not know that's what that was.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Old people doing it.
It's like, you paid for the boat. You can do it, but I don't want
to
see
but,
that.
Okay, here's my argument to that, though. They probably had the option to be on TV versus not be on TV.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
Or you could have rented a boat that was not on Below Deck.
Yeah.
If that's what your goal was. You know what I mean?
Or, you know, you have a perfectly good room.
Mm-hmm. They were like really wasted, but
they wanted to have sex on TV.
Moving on. Speaking of, we got some weird vibes with like Barbie and Kyle. And then when Kyle was talking in his interview, I was like, I don't think I like this guy. He kind of scares me.
I didn't like him.
He's got weird vibes.
Yeah.
Like
he's got going on the shit list of Below Deck vibes.
Yeah, he's got like creepy, I wouldn't trust him around my drink vibes.
Yeah.
Like, that's just my first thought, okay? It could be wrong. I'm not like setting that in stone, but that's just the vibes I got. Just like the vibes with Kat. It's like I know vibes. Just like with Barbie, episode one, when people they wanted us to not like her, but I was like, I like her. I like her vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
You know what's I don't know what made me think of this or how I got to this conclusion, but there's two types of people that you don't want around your drink. It's people like him that aren't going to possibly like drug your drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people like me where I'm just going to drink your drink.
Mm, yeah. There is two types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be funnier, but anyways.
You shouldn't call out your own. You could have just like let that go. You didn't have to call it out.
Eh.
Like Joe Coy at the Grammys. Did you see that? When he was calling out his own bad jokes.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, just don't just.
I didn't want to sit in it.
Okay.
I made my bed.
Then Zandi gets to go on the excursion, but she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I'll totally go. And then she's like, I don't want to fucking go. I like her.
I do. Yeah, I do like her.
But she for sure did not put any sunscreen on, and that was a bad sunburn.
Yeah, why didn't she put any sunscreen on?
I don't know. Yeah, she literally was talking about how she's a vampire, and then she didn't put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I just have notes, like, I like Frasier, I think he's very focused, and I think he's good at his job, I have high hopes for him. Yeah. Anything? I'm kind of all over the place. I just thought of this like a couple minutes ago, how we were going to try the different format where we're just talking about the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that.
That'd be kind of hard for this one because it's a lot more intertwined.
I know. I feel like it's hard. Like I said this last week, I feel like you can only do a episode one that way.
Yeah, because if we got to Frasier It'd be like, well, he talked to this person, this person, right. this person, and then we get to Kat and like, oh, she talked to Fraser.
Right. And we'd get
so lost.
Yeah. Well, my notes are kind of all over the place, but Jared. Let's talk about Jared.
Mm-hmm.
What are your vibes with him?
I think he's got another charter. If he doesn't get any better, he's getting fired.
Oh, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I also get weird vibes from him. Not so much same as Kyle, where I'm a little bit, like, afraid of him. I'm not so much afraid of him, but the vibes I get, this might sound a little bit mean, is that, like, he's not smart enough to be the bosun.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about how he has been a captain for small boats. I guess I don't. But then I just watch him do this job and I'm like, bro doesn't know. Like,
yeah. And like, as always, they point out the things he does wrong because they're writing a narrative. But he genuinely doesn't seem like he knows exactly what he's doing.
No. And that's why I say, like, it's not the same vibes I'm getting with, like, oh, I don't like him. It's not that I don't like him. I think he's a little bit weird because I have a quote later on. It's when he says, when you love somebody, you got to let them go so they can flourish and fly.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what? So I think he's a little bit weird, but I just think he literally doesn't know enough about what a bosun should know to be a bosun.
Yeah.
And he's not really an asshole. He's not acting better than everybody.
He reminds me of a guy that every time he drinks, he cries.
Mm. Well, we'll have to see, I guess, next week.
Yeah.
But
like the thing is, like when Luca got promoted to bosun, he did really well, even though he'd never really been in that role before. He'd been a lead deckhand, but that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jared just doesn't seem like it's clicking with him.
No, and I mean, he talks about having ADHD, but he doesn't like meds, and like I literally deal with this every single day. Like, this is my job basically, is getting people meds that need them for ADHD. It's probably like 60% of my job. And what I say is, like, people who have ADHD, which I'm not diagnosing him, he said he had it, you need meds. If you truly have ADHD, you need meds. Like, there are certain things you can do, which that's the vibes I'm getting with Jared, is like, he's pretty successful, you know, and doing what he can. But a bosun role has a lot of organization, a lot of like not like thinking about things and analyzing things. And he just doesn't have that.
You got to be dialed in if you're a bosun.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's I feel like we're on the same page with him.
But like, who doesn't have ADHD?
I mean,
like, we all watch SpongeBob. That screwed us up.
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth on whether I feel like I do. At times, I feel like it's really hard for me to focus. But again, this is what I do. You know, I diagnose people and help people with that have ADHD. And there is a difference between someone truly who has ADHD. Like, there will be like 1,000 unfinished projects in a home. Like, I finish things. Like, so there, I think everybody feels like they have it to a point, but like true ADHD, like, they will forget like they're cooking a pizza. You know what I mean? Like, they'll just get distracted by something else. And I don't know.
I had a point, but I lost it. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just talk about like the excursion. We talked a little bit about the waters. We don't have to talk about that again. Basically, they forgot the waters.
Did you catch, like, before we learned that they left the waters there, there was like so many different shots of the bags of water?
Yes. Well, like, they were just trying to make the point that, like, while all of this is going on, the waters are still sitting
there. Water's still there.
Yeah.
Like, I just imagine a camera guy sitting there for 10 minutes just, right, like, getting different angles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as soon as I saw the second shot, I'm like, I know they're going to leave the water. Like, I'm not stupid.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of funny. So anyway, they go, that again, it was like a game of telephone. We already talked about it. We won't talk about it again, but then they end up going back and getting him and everything's fine. Then they go kayaking. That looks really awesome. Like, I'm not a huge fan of kayaking. It's not like always on the top of my list of things to do. I'd rather be on a boat and just swim, but, that looked really cool. The water looked clear and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they have like a beach lunch picnic. They get there and it looks not that great.
Yeah, it looks like something I would set up.
Like, it always, I just thought about the foam party with Lily and Max.
Oh my God, yeah.
Nothing could be worse. but then they fix that and then they, again, they're kind of going into the Cat and Barbie thing again. And they each made Mean Girls references about each other.
I had that written down too. And I'm like,
to Burn Book and Regina George.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, they weren't coached or anything.
Right. I don't know. Maybe it was just a weird coincidence and then they cut it together like that.
It could have been, yeah.
Because I think, to me, that, I don't know, that was just where my brain went. I'm like, oh, I bet they both said that. And the producers were like, that is gold. Put them right next to each other, you know?
Do you also ever catch like, some of the producer interviews they use, like, Kat will be like, well, she's just acting like this. And it's so vague. It could be from any point in the season.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. And I do think that probably happens. Because if you think about it, when they're doing those interviews, they always pretty much look the same.
Oh, yeah.
So they could do the whole thing in one sitting.
I still haven't figured out what they do.
I haven't either.
Because... at first, I'm like, they have to have a room on the boat where they interview them, but that doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's gotta be after the season.
After the whole thing.
Yeah, it's gotta be that.
And I also can't figure out, because other shows do this, right? Like, I was literally just watching The Bachelor, and they do the same thing. Like, they do interviews.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, how awkward is that?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just strange when you really break it down.
Because there's just no time unless they're hiding the fact that there's an extra day between charters. Because that would take a whole day.
Right. And the other thing I'm thinking, yeah, it has to be... Because it has to be... Now I don't know. Is it after they edit the whole season and then they just have them in there and they show them a clip and then they have them react to the clip?
It could be.
Do you know what I mean? Because that the other thing I thought of is I would never be able to remember what I'm supposed to talk about. If something happened and it was like minor, mm-hmm. and then I had to comment about it, I'd be like, wait, what was it?
Yeah.
It's got to be relatively quick, or they have to be reminded or like shown.
It's got to be something like that.
I feel like we sound so crazy right now. We probably sound so crazy.
I feel like people understand what we're saying though. Like, it's not a known thing how they do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe no one else thinks about it. Sometimes I find myself doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like, I'm notorious for this. And I think it's because I like do what I do, but I can't watch anything without being like, I wonder how they're really feeling. Or like, what are they really thinking? What are they going through in their real life? And then I'm like, can I just enjoy anything?
I know. I find myself doing that, but with like, thinking about how they edited something.
Right. And you're just like, my God, like, can I just... But I think everybody does that. It's from your own lens.
Yeah.
Just like an actor would be like seeing things we're not seeing at all, you know?
True, yeah.
If they're watching, you know, a movie. Anywho.
Anywho.
Who knows what that just sounded like? Because I feel like we sounded like we had tinfoil hats on.
You don't?
What?
What?
All right. What was the food at the lunch... the lunch, brunch, beach, picnic.
It was a salad. And then it was, where is it? I have it.
A salad, that's all you have? You don't have, what was
the They salad? Just said salad.
Oh, okay.
And it looked literally just like a salad.
Okay, I didn't even think see
it
that.
Was a salad. And then it was a Cuban.
Oh, it was a Cuban and something else. Cuban and like wrap. It was two separate things.
It could have been.
Yeah.
But I think I was just more focused on the Cuban.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
Because I was like, I have it written down somewhere, but I'm like, there's no way it's as good as Brad's.
Oh, that's so nice.
Those are the, because his are really good. And yeah. we went to that place in Chicago last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And it was like, as seen on TV, been on multiple shows, mm-hmm. best Cuban in Chicago. Not as good as Brad's.
I know. My husband's like secret talent or like hidden thing is he can be so good at one thing. Like, for example, the Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
His steak, if he makes it, the one way he has perfected, because he won't, that's his thing, is he won't really branch out. Like, he'll just get really good at cooking the thing one way.
Mm.
So the steak he makes is the best steak truly I've ever had, except for maybe like Gordon Ramsay in Vegas or something. What else? He's done other things where I'm like, oh my God, he's just like better at those things. He's made smash burgers.
Smash burgers are really good. The crunch wraps are really good.
Oh yeah. The Taco Bell crunch wraps, like his, I won't even like look at Taco Bell's, which I guess is, that's a stretch. I mean, Taco Bell versus whatever, but, and he makes breakfast crunch wraps.
Yeah.
So he's just like, he's perfected these things. So I don't know. Shout out to him. He doesn't listen, so he probably won't even know we talked about this.
He's outside of the door with a glass up and against his ear. He's like, yes.
So yeah, then they have, well, they come back. Nothing really happens except for Xandi getting sunburned. We talked about the whole Ben and Fraser thing with the cat and Barbie drama that I feel like we've already talked about enough. And then they have Miami night.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about the food for Miami night? They have dinner and Chef's been killing it. Like, again, like the only issue that he's had is
speed.
And yeah. he uses a ton of dishes, but.
Well, they all do.
They really do.
And you have to.
You have to. If you want to produce that amount of food in that amount of time.
Well, just like anything really good or with a lot of ingredients, you have to make a lot of dishes. And if you're traditionally trained, you're using a shitload of dishes.
Right, because you can't like reuse like we do in our own kitchens. If we're yeah. like, oh, I just used that for spinach, I can reuse it for this. Like, they can't do that.
Yeah, like, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know for sure, but like, say you're cutting an onion traditionally, knife, cutting board, bowl, cut the onion, put the onion in the bowl. That knife and that cutting board are now done.
Right.
You need a new cutting board, a new knife, and another bowl for what you're doing next.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's so many dishes.
So many. Because again, yeah, at home, unless you're cutting raw meat, I'm cutting everything on the same.
Yeah. And you just leave it on the cutting board.
Right. Yeah.
You season it on the cutting board. Mm-hmm. You know.
But yeah. they can't do that. Yeah. They gotta.
And even like, I don't know if you do this, but like you cut your vegetables and you can move them aside and then you cut your meat on the same board.
Yes. Yes.
But you just can't flip that.
Right.
You know.
Right. The other thing too, but I also think like if I had the choice to use as many dishes as I wanted and I knew other people would clean them for me, I'd use a shit ton of dishes.
Oh yeah.
It's just easier. You don't have to like think about how you're conserving. You just do whatever you want to do and people yeah. just wash your dishes. So anywho, that was a whole thing about dishes. What was the food?
Venezuelan chicken. I don't remember how it's pronounced. Arepas. Arepas. Oh,
yes. Yeah. That looked so good. All of his food has looked so good to me.
Yeah. It was spinach, sprouts, pineapple, and then the chicken inside of a corn. I don't know what to call it. It's either like a roll or a wrap, but Ooh. It's traditionally made on a wood fire stove. Is that what you call it? I'm but sure. yeah, very Venezuelan. Looked very, very good.
Oh my gosh, it did.
It Dang. Looked really good.
Is that the only thing they showed us?
No, there was one more. And I looked through a bunch of different things on this. And it was kind of confusing because you have like all the way from, you know, one person says this, one person says this. It's all white people writing
right.
articles on the internet about how they think they know how to cook something.
Yeah.
But it was Cuban. I'm going to butcher this.
Oh, no.
It Ropa Vella.
Okay.
Spelled R-O-A. Nope. ROPAVIEJA.
Yeah.
Served on top of rice and beans and made with steak. And he said it's basically Cuban beef stew, which it kind of was, but it's like if you made beef stew but you mixed in tomatoes.
Interesting.
Or tomato sauce, sorry.
Okay, I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry. I already had dinner.
I haven't had dinner yet.
And then did they have dessert that day? Oh yeah, birthday cake.
Yeah, birthday cake.
It was the primary's birthday. We forgot to say that.
Yeah.
This charter wasn't that good, so I didn't talk about the guests.
It wasn't really that interesting.
They literally only made dirty jokes and that was it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
They're like, nice balls.
Yeah.
Like, wow. That's really what they cut out.
You know, they were just trying way too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like snapping at the camera.
They're like, what, like, did you just say vagina? And the girl like, no, I didn't just say vagina. Like, what? Are you, what?
I thought you said vagina. I need your balls tonight. It's like, okay, you guys need to fucking relax.
Like, you think it's funny. It's like the cheapest like jokes you can come up with. Like, catering to middle schoolers.
I was just going to say middle school humor. She's like, did you just say boobs? It's like, no, I said mathematician, but okay. I think he said boobs, guys.
I think I love Captain Carey.
That's my next note, too.
No way.
Not exactly. I said Captain is very open with the crew.
I know. Yeah. Love him.
Because he's just kind of hanging out, getting to know him.
But he's also, like, being firm when he needs to be, you know? I was like, I guess I wasn't worried, but I was like, oh, you know, it's a new season. He might want to come off as liked.
Yeah.
But, no, he's being, like, firm when he needs to.
He's a good mix.
He is, yeah.
He's getting up there with Captain Jason and Captain Sandy.
I know. I'd put... I was just going to say something, but I'm not going to say it. Jason and Captain Jason and Captain Sandy, but I can't.
Yeah, that's
hard. Almost just did, and then I was like, nope, I can't. I can't do it. I can't say I like one more than the other. See?
I was just going to say it's different if, like, we didn't see Aisha and Captain Jason. But we don't really see Sandy with anyone that she's like.
Her and Hannah were like pretty close. They didn't make it seem like that because like they kind of wanted us to not like Hannah at times.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they were close. Like after that first season when they worked through some differences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We can wrap this up. They have breakfast. It's lobster Benedict, another freaking bomb looking thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Actually, I have some notes on that. Okay. It's similar to Eggs Benedict, but includes lobster.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together. And then they leave. They give them the Bucky's buckets.
Bucky's.
And then they get a tip for $25,000, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, other stuff happens, like, oh, the whole docking thing. I guess I didn't even write about that.
Yeah.
They made it a bigger deal on the previews than what it was, of course.
They always do. And then I think it was just not organized by Jared.
Right.
I think they didn't really have much of a game plan. I think Captain wanted to see... And I'm spitballing here, or speculating is a better word. What was I talking about?
I'm throwing up over here.
I just shit my pants.
I'm up dogging over here.
I think he wanted to see what Jared would come up with for a plan to dock the boat, even though they did kind of go over it. But I think Jared needed to have more leadership when they were doing it. And he was just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, he was.
Acting like...
Like he had no clue how to dock a boat.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, and Captain said he was a bee's dick away from pulling out of the out of the dock.
I did not even catch that. That's a great metaphor, though, because that's something very tiny.
It's very small, yes.
Very small, very small. Yeah. All right, and then basically, like... Barbie addresses Kat, we'll like wrap this up too. Like Barbie addresses Kat saying like, hey, if you have a problem with me, come to me instead of going to somebody else. And she didn't, I didn't think she said it in a very condescending way. I thought she just said it.
Barbie?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then like, of course, Kat's like,
what? Yeah. Wait, she was like, what?
Then they just realized that like if you're listening to this on podcast, that probably sounded like, what are they doing? She's not doing anything.
It's still pretty
she's
funny.
Just like, yeah.
Pop on over to YouTube if you want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. But then Fraser has all three of them talk, so I was like, great.
Mm. He handled that so well.
I thought so too. And the other thing he didn't do was like bring Xandy in and be like, oh, it's a team meeting. Cause like Xandy didn't need to be in there. She's fine.
She's not making problems.
No. So I'm glad I'm glad he made the decision that he did. Nothing really got solved though.
No, it almost did.
It almost did.
But then they just went right back at each other.
I know. So I guess we'll have to see. It's a whole new... More drama, you know, for us to complain about.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for a secret word?
You gotta go with Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's, good. Because I didn't have anything written down.
And bonus points if you spell it right.
Mm-hmm. Bonus points if you've been there and tell us what your favorite thing from there is.
That's even more bonus points.
That's even more bonus points because I've never been there and I really want to go, but we don't live anywhere near it. And so I'm going to have to go when we're on vacation at some point.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging with us today. And this has been a good season so far. And yeah. We will see you next week.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.